Cellist Lynn Harrell has a bit of a morning routine for practicing, the first time he takes his instrument from its case.
It usually is after I take my young children to school. We live just a block away from their elementary school. And then I take the dog for a walk, and then I get down to my practicing, and I do exercises for a few minutes just to keep the muscles going quickly and intonation being accurate. But then I start practicing the pieces. I don't do studies. But then, as Yasha Heifetz said, only the hard spots. So that can be very frustrating until you finally learn to really play. And then even the most difficult things you can sort out and sort of be able to play them consistently over and over again accurately.
In addition to his schedule of playing concertos and recitals, Lynn Harrell has made more than 30 recordings.
I don't practice more than probably 2 hours a day, but I'm gearing up to finishing up my second recording of the Bach cello suites, and that means many more hours per day because the fourth, fifth, sixth suites require a great deal more strength because they're higher and they're in keys that don't have as many open strings. So you have to just build up the stamina for that.
He says the opening of the first solo cello suite is enticing, even though it's not what he should practice.
That isn't the hard part of that movement. But it's like in the first prelude of the well-tempered clavier. It is just so beautiful that you start playing it and you just can't stop. You have to play through the whole 3 minutes or so.
And if you could and have it sound like that, wouldn't you too? And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.